This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Just dial toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you here tonight in the studio, it's Ian here.
Cantwell.
And Mark.
And don't forget, you can join us via the regular phone at 855-450-FREE, thanks to ProXPN, and also via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Just send a contact request first, and then it will be approved, making it easy for you to call us on Skype from that point forward. There's, of course, a lot to discuss. Your calls certainly are welcome about anything. But coming up, a satanic black mass has gotten the green light from Oklahoma City. We'll find out more about what's happening with that, plus the Foley murder video, which we were talking about last week on Free Talk Live. James Foley, the American photographer that was apparently held in captivity for a couple of years, is allegedly dead, but the video that was supposedly of his killing may have been staged, at least according to a forensic scientist that analyzed the video. Plus, there's some bad news out of Chile with Galt's Gulch, as it has been called. Of course, many people, as we've discussed here on Free Talk Live, have moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, or in Chris Cantwell's portion, not as part of the Free State Project, just people moving because they love liberty.
Well, he moved because of the Free State Project.
Initially, but not the last time.
I moved for freedom, and the Free State Project happened to be some people who were talking about it here. And after I came here, then I wasn't such a big fan of the organization, but I still love New Hampshire, and yeah. I'm surrounded by wonderful people.
And he had moved back here after the whole Free State Project controversy with Cantwell, which we will not rehash. But nonetheless, he's now here, and you could be here, too. Lots of people who love the ideas of freedom are moving to New Hampshire because this is where liberty activists are gathering, and this is where liberty activists are having an impact, where we're making national and international headlines doing a variety of things. So there's a really exciting movement to be part of here. In fact, Chris, you and I were out doing some cop block stuff last weekend. And I suspect we might rehash that this coming weekend here and do some more outreach to some of the local college students. There's always stuff happening in not just in Keene, but all across New Hampshire. I understand there's more. There's another DUI checkpoint coming up in Manchester. So there's lots of kind of in the streets things that you can do. And then there's the political system here as well is amazing. I've thrown my hat in for governor. I was interviewed by the local newspaper briefly on the phone for that purpose this week. I have no chance of winning, but nonetheless, I get media interviews out of it, and that means I can talk about the ideas of New Hampshire declaring independence and seceding from the United States and ending the insane war on drugs or whatever other issues I really want to discuss and want people to see talked about. So there's huge levels of political potential here. It only cost me $100 to throw in for the governor's race. I don't know what
that
it costs.
That just cracks me up.
In your state. I don't know what the requirements are where you live, but...
To run for governor in New York is like the craziest production. $100.
I've definitely made it back in media. I mean, I haven't even gotten a lot of media coverage yet, but I've gotten a couple of interviews out of it, and, you know, I spoke in front of the Republican debate because the governor, the real governor, the current one, the incumbent, Maggie Hassan's her name, she did not accept the invitation to the debate that was given out by Franklin Pierce School.
Why would she?
Well, I don't know why she would. She didn't.
She wasn't. And debate a homeless man and so drunk on the street. I mean, you know,
it helped me because I got to actually appear in front of the Republican debate and speak for up to 10 minutes. So I just got to talk about whatever I wanted to an audience, and you know, whoever watched it at home and on the internet, and whoever watched it on YouTube. So again,
$100.
Lots of great exposure for $100.
So again, what do you get in your state? Well, a lot of people are frustrated with their lack of freedom where they live, and they don't really know what the best thing to do is. I mean, it's obviously convenient to stay where you are. You know, you probably have a job. You may have a career. You may have a family, and there's, you know, a house, a business that you own, whatever. There are things keeping you or appearing to keep you where you are. But there are all these projects out there that are beckoning. If you love freedom.
Move here. Move here.
Right. The Move Here projects. In fact, there's a Facebook page that catalogs as many of the Move Here projects as Mark can find called
right.
The Move Here Project. And so they're kind of, they seem to be iterations to some extent of the idea of the Free State Project, which in itself was not an original concept. There were ideas prior to the Free State Project of, hey, we're all freedom people. Let's go here. Let's go to this island. Well, it turned out some guy came on a gunboat and, you know, it was the King of Tonga or something, sent a gunboat out.
I think this was the Minerva Project, yeah. And it happened in the 70s, and it was a fascinating idea. What they didn't actually go to an island. They went to, a reef that was below the water.
Hmm.
And then they were using pumping boats to pump seawater. Now, this is outside of the realm of any country. No country claims this, and they're taking sand and they're pumping it onto this reef, and they're going to make
an island.
And on this island, they're then, wow. then going to build the libertarian paradise.
I didn't even know that detail about that. That's interesting.
Then four nations. I know Australia and Tonga. It might have been Indonesia and New Guinea. I'm not 100% sure. Sort of got together and like, what are we going to do about this new nation that is being built on our borders? And it was decided that, hey, Tonga, you're closest or whatever. Take out a gunboat and go scare them away. And they did. They basically went out there with a... And when you're just talking about some construction workers, it doesn't matter whether you've got, a cruiser, a battleship, or some tiny little PT boat with a mounted 50 cal. You're going to be just as dead. You're as dead as the people that got an A-bomb dropped on them.
So that didn't work out. And so, again, the Free State Project, not an original idea, but it's the one that stuck because of the Internet. Its genesis was in 2001. Since then, people have been signing up. There are over 15,000 who've signed up. So there's a lot of success with the Free State Project, and a lot of people have moved. Over 1,600 are here now in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, and again, thousands more are coming. So it's natural that people would see that and say they want to imitate it. But they'd rather have it happen in their state. So there's been a lot of, like, free Detroit, free Montana, Wyoming. Is there a Montana one?
Yeah,
one. Thank you, Mark. You're the expert on these things. the free Wyoming thing, the free state Wyoming, etc. So just, you know,
well,
some
free state
that,
Wyoming had, I felt, like a more legitimate claim.
Wyoming was the second most popular state in the vote of the Free State
Project. It's a spinoff of the Free State Project, and yeah. People really wanted Wyoming. A lot of people really dig the West
thing. The Western
thing.
Yeah.
And, Wyoming has half the population of New Hampshire, and there's some benefits to Wyoming. But I think that the benefits to New Hampshire...
Less than half.
Slightly less than half, but not much less than half. But there's some benefits to Wyoming, and the population is chief among them.
Chris Cantwell, why are you in New Hampshire instead of Wyoming? Did you look at it?
Some people had tried to encourage me to go to Wyoming when I first left New Hampshire, and especially when all the news broke about me getting expelled from the FSP, a bunch of people tried to get me to go out there. But, you know, I did not see... Look, I'm all for getting up and started something. That's great. That's wonderful. But, I don't want to. Why reinvent the wheel? You know, it just seemed to me like there was more going on here.
Right. What happens there?
One of the things I heard about Wyoming is that they have, like, constitutional carry, that, like, it's just there's no there's no permit, that there's no, you know, conceal, open, whatever you want to do. There's just, like, no laws regarding weapons there. And I do have to have a permit to conceal here in New Hampshire. And that, you know, I
for
don't
now,
like
that. Could
that.
Change. It could change in the future.
It could.
With enough activists here, that is definitely something that could easily
change. I mean, they've repealed, you know, a number of laws. Like, I one of the things that cracks me up is just go to the New Hampshire Revised Statutes Annotated, the RSA here.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you go and you click on something, and it's like this entire section of law, and it just says repealed.
It's so funny. Reminds me of a story today. We went out to breakfast. Some of the local activists went out to breakfast, and there's a guy who lives in Alstead, which is a town kind of north of here, doesn't matter. Anyway, they were having one of their select board or selectman meetings where it's like three people on the board. I don't know how many people were attending the meeting, but they were talking about some sort of parking on grass near a church, some city land or town land, And there was a concern from one of the selectmen that, you know, this is bad for the grass, and we need to put some signs up. And the other two selectmen said, whoa, we don't want to over-regulate. And so, you know, basically it didn't pass. The proposal to just put a no parking sign up didn't pass. And at the same time, that was hours after I'd seen a picture, which people swear is real, from California, with like seven signs just stacked one on top of another on a big pole about where you can park and where you can't. It was crazy. More coming up on Free Talk Live.
Angioprim can unclog blocked arteries and improve blood flow in all parts of your body. Angioprim is oral chelation. Easy, simple, liquid oral chelation. You take it with juice before breakfast and forget about it. Angioprim works fast, unlike old-fashioned chelation that takes hours. Just log on to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M, angioprim.com. Angioprim users say they have more energy, more strength, more endurance. Increased circulation and blood flow will make all your body parts work better. Log on to angioprim.com to get more information on how you can get started and start feeling better, having fun, and doing more again. Lots more. Talk to a trained Angioprim consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221. Or log on for complete information. Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Find out how Angioprim can work for you. Get the facts about Angioprim at Angioprim.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here, toll-free, 855-453. We're talking about, or we're going to be discussing, the Galtz Gulch Chile project, but we're just prefacing it with a larger discussion about the Free State Project and the other competing projects, the ones that are trying to sort of ape what the Free State Project is doing, because whenever you've got a successful entrant in the marketplace, it's inevitable that other people are going to come up with competition. And in the case of a lot of them, it's not much competition at all. Apparently, the Free Detroit Project has fizzled, from what I understand. There's somebody who apparently Michael Dean was talking to from the Freedom Fiends who confirmed that no one is moving for Free Detroit. So a lot of these things just fizzle before they even get started. They're nothing more than a Facebook group or whatever. But some actually have people investing money and planning moves and actually moving. And in the case of Galtz Gulch, there was apparently some money on the line, and maybe there's a scam going on. We'll give you some more information about that coming up.
Well, I'm headed over on September the 8th. Well, I'll be leaving on September the 7th, but to the Marijuana Investment Conference. It's you can go find out about it at marijuanainvestmentconferences.com. It's the first annual event. It's in Houston on September the 8th. There's going to be people there pitching their businesses, investors there listening to pitches. Of course, there's going to be the deals done that are sort of the casual ones where people are talking, and of course there'll be the regular formalized pitch. And I think that this is a wide open marketplace, and that we can expect people to make a great deal of money in the recreational marijuana business. And I'm interested. I want to hear what these folks have to say. It's going to be bona fide investors and entrepreneurs there. It's at the Westin Houston Memorial City, September the 8th, bright and early. Register now. It's marijuanainvestmentconferences.com. I will be there. And use coupon code FTL. If you do, I'll have some FTL swag to give away and some exciting stuff. And, well, you know, it's exciting if you like it. And it'll be some fun. So marijuanainvestmentconferences.com. If you do use coupon code FTL, please let me know. I want to be able to look you up when we get there. So it's marijuanainvestmentconferences.com, coupon code FTL.
So there are a number of these alternatives to the Free State Project out there, and some of them are, you know, more unique than others. Some of them are more successful than others.
Now, a lot of people have told me I should move to Somalia.
Yes. Yeah, I get that one, too. But you were talking, actually, Chris, about the idea of the Free State Wyoming, which is probably one of the more long-running competitors to the Free State Project. Like, they still have a website that exists. It doesn't appear to have been updated last time I went to it in any recent period of time. But it's there, and there are people there as well. I like the move, at least the Move Here projects, and I'm fine with the idea of there being more than one of them. Obviously, that's just the way things are going to be. I think that people should be encouraged to move to New Hampshire, which is by far and away the most successful of them.
And I don't think that your statement is subjective. I think it is objectively the most successful. But I do. Admittedly, I often do feel this kind of competition feeling.
It's competition. Absolutely. There are only so many libertarians out there, and only so many of them are willing to move somewhere.
Right. Far fewer are willing to move. And for me, I kind of feel like it's important. When we move, I don't know what you paid, Ian, but basically to move, you know, this was the bottom of the recession as far as the housing.
You include me taking a bite on the house that I sold, 70 grand.
Right. I mean, you know, there was the bottom of the housing market. I had to sell some cars. Whenever you buy or sell a house or a car, you're taking a hit. And there's no doubt about it. Some furniture had to be, you know, let go, and tools and things like that. It's just stuff that I didn't want to pick up and put in the moving truck. Didn't make sense to me. So it costs money for people to move.
Sure.
And I find
some people can just throw all their stuff in a car and move for the cost of gas.
I find it, I get indignant when somebody says, hey, you know what you ought to do? You ought to move over here. And then we'll get together and we'll get some folks and it'll be, whoa, we're going to get us some liberty.
Wasn't there like a Free Tampa project or something?
Yeah, the Free Tampa project was essentially, let's get a bunch of people to run for office in Tampa and this will really work. And I find it to be the most cavalier thing to suggest.
Yeah.
You know, hey, why don't you just sell a bunch of your crap, lose tens of thousands of dollars, and get on over here, and I won't do nothing.
We can move. Everyone can move to Tampa and vote for the Libertarian candidate.
Was the Tampa thing, though, was that encouraging people to move to Tampa?
Yes, they were encouraging people to move to a district in Pinellas County, I think.
In Long Island, you know, G.T. Bowman's doing Save Long Island, you know, and it's not a move here project, but it's trying to get people to, you know, repair New York, which
even
is
more
ridiculous,
fuel.
But... She's not like, hey, move to New York because this is where we're going to get freedom.
Gentlemen, we can continue in a moment. I want to make sure you get the chance to get on here at 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves. We've got Gary listening in Montana. You're on Free Talk Live. Gary.
Hi, big guy. How you doing?
Hey, Gary. You're on with three guys, but go ahead. You're on Free Talk Live.
I sent you a tweet.
Oh, but, splendid.
Things are not free here in Montana.
Okay. I didn't expect they were. They're not free anywhere.
No, they're not.
So tell me more.
About a year ago, I'll pick your brain on this. I went out and grilled some hamburgers, had a beer, took my drugs, and I was going to bed. And I thought, well, no, before I go to bed, I'll just go and gas up the car. Well, I was in the store paying for my gas, and I got arrested for a DWI.
In the store, you were arrested. Okay. How'd that happen?
Yes, sir. I don't know. Just went in to pay for my gas.
Well, I mean, the drinking and driving laws don't, like, stop when you get out of the car. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, I've told the story. I mean, I've been arrested for, you know, sleeping in my car. If the officer has reason to expect that you have either driven the car or even been in control of the car, I mean, people have been arrested for drinking and driving while sitting in their driveways listening to music.
That's a good point.
It's actually crazy.
When I was in jail here in Keene for doing civil disobedience, when I was in jail, there was a guy in there who was arrested at his house. And what had happened was he was driving, got home. Someone had called the police while they saw him on the road, suspecting him of driving drunk. Obviously, they don't know for sure. And then the police came to his house. This was after he'd had enough time to crack open a beer at home and had started to consume alcohol. The police knocked on his door. Of course, people don't know better, so he went and opened the door and talked to the police, and they breathalyzed him and arrested him for DUI right there, even though they didn't even witness him driving. Somebody else saw him.
It's a crazy story. There was a case where a woman was charged with murder. She had apparently been in some kind of a hit-and-run accident, and the next day she turned herself in, and it was the next day she had alcohol on her breath.
And they
had escalated this from, like, some sort of, you know, an accident and escalated because of the hit and run to a murder case, because in that state, if you kill somebody while you're drinking and driving, that's murder as opposed to manslaughter or vehicular homicide or whatever.
And because she had alcohol on her breath the next day, they figured she was drunk at the time?
Yeah, they had this, it was really a far stretch of bad.
Hey, Gary, I don't know if you had more to your story, but we'd love to hear it if you do. So hang on, 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here tonight. Gary says Montana's not free, and he's right. Nowhere is free as long as we have these people calling themselves the state who are ruling over us all. Of course, there's an argument that everybody's consenting at some level. More coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to stay big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. Tote Flowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, Pro Flowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from Pro Flowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Take control, toll free. 855-450-FREE is the number, brought to you by ProXPN. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features you'll find on the site. Again, freetalklive.com.
The Patriot Act, the Affordable Health Care Act. Have you ever considered for a second that maybe we should actually just consider that anything they call a law, that it's the opposite of that? That the Affordable Health Care Act is, in fact, not affordable at all? That it's driving up the costs of insurance? That's what my experience has been for me and my family. But I have found a solution. It's AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. And I want you to take a listen to this for a second. So now when, you know, for instance, if you're doing a heart bypass, here in this in the United States, $150,000 minimum for a heart bypass. There's probably some places you can get a bit less than that, but not many. With AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com, they can set you up with a hospital in Bangkok that has more than 300 doctors, 300,000 patients a year coming from 40 different countries, surgeons, dentists, whatever you need. They can get it for, get this, $10,000, 300. You can, for less than a 10% copay, you can go to Bangkok, pay the airfare, enjoy the hotels, drink, and play golf, and get your heart bypass, and it'll still be less. Heart valve, $170,000 here, over there, $12,900. So, and a lot of people have 20% copays, by the way, And for those that may not be in the same age bracket, in vitro fertilization, $3,800, $3,850. That is incredibly low. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
All right, let's go back to Gary. He is in Butte, in Montana, listening allegedly to KXTL. Gary, are we on KXTL right now? Is that true?
Not until 7 o'clock this evening.
Aha, that's what I thought. Okay. I thought you were actually, maybe they'd specially put us on or something like that. Okay, very good. So you are listening online then. Either that or you were just calling us just for the heck of it. And either way, we're happy to have you. So you were telling us that you were at a store. It was a trip to the convenience store. You were getting gassing up the car, apparently, before you were going to go to bed one night. And you got arrested for DUI. Tell us more of your story, because we kind of went off into related story land. So I want to hear more of yours. Go ahead.
It's a town pump about five or six blocks away.
Okay. So how did you get arrested? I'm not really clear on how that happened.
I don't know. I pulled up to the pump and went in to pay the clerk for the gas, and they came in and arrested me.
Did they ask you some questions? I mean, usually there's a conversation that happens in the course of this. Mm-hmm. They're usually trying to, you know, get you to incriminate yourself. Yeah. Yeah, nothing like that.
It's been a year or so ago, so I cannot recall whatever the conversation was.
Were you actually drunk at the time?
After one beer, I don't think so.
Okay, you'd had one beer. I didn't remember that detail in the story. So what ended up happening with the case? I mean, they charged you with DUI. Did you go to court? Did you take a plea? Did you go with not guilty?
At present, I had to get a public defender at the time. And the public defender was well aware of my financial straits and everything. That was never brought forward in court. After I signed court documents, the judge in charge added that my driver's license would be suspended.
Okay, that's pretty common.
And it's like, I talked with the state of Montana DOJ earlier this afternoon, and it's like, you know, got a gun in your head unless you pay us our money.
That's usually what it's all about. Now, again, I'm not really clear. Are you saying the court thing hasn't cleared out yet? Are you still, you've still yet to go to trial? What's going on with the DUI charge, the legal charge?
No, it's all over.
So what happened? Did you take a plea, or what happened?
Yes, I took a plea.
It's amazing to me. We brought this up, you know, on another show where somebody called in and wasn't sure of some of the things that his lawyer was doing. Folks, mm-hmm. out there, if you are jammed up with the law, I don't care if it's a public defender or what, make sure you understand what these people are doing on your behalf. Mm-hmm. If you go into a criminal case and then you don't know exactly what happened after it's over, you have made a terrible, terrible mistake in a lot of these cases, man. I understand how that it can be difficult and complicated and
it's
stuff
scary
like that.
Too.
But
it's terrifying. Now, Gary, so did they breathalyze you at all, ever? I'm just curious.
Yeah, but now here's what I did.
Mm-hmm.
I barbecued, I took my prescriptions, and I had one beer while I was watching the movie.
What were your prescriptions, if you don't mind me asking?
They are heart drugs.
Okay.
Another thing that probably isn't getting mentioned here is what they call residual mouth alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
And if you drank after you had your barbecue rather than before, what does happen, is that you'll have alcohol on your breath. Now, they're supposed to have you rinse your mouth before you use this breathalyzer.
Not
no
necessarily rinse your mouth, but they're supposed to make you wait at least like 15 minutes after your last drink.
Well, that's the idea, and in fact, and that's why they won't let you, generally in most states, blow within 15 minutes of burping. Mm-hmm. So if you have to keep on burping every 12 and a half minutes, then allegedly you shouldn't have to take these tests.
Yeah, your gums bleed or anything like that, too, because it's supposed to be getting the alcohol from your breath, as opposed to if you've got blood in your mouth, there's a higher concentration of blood in the alcohol in the blood.
you know, if anybody out there considers even taking one of these breathalyzers, the first thing you need to understand is A, you shouldn't do it within 15 minutes of drinking. B, you should rinse your mouth out with water or something before you do it.
Gary, do you know what the consequences are in Montana if you don't take the breathalyzer?
I did not take the breathalyzer on the site.
Okay. And so where did you take it? Back at the police station?
Yes, sir, I did.
So then there would have been a fair amount of time, right, between when you had the drink and when you were actually breathalyzed.
Should have been.
I would assume so, yes.
And what
sounds
was
like
the,
a broken breathalyzer.
What was the BAC, do you recall?
I don't recall offhand, no.
But it was presumably enough for them to charge you with DUI.
Yes.
You know what, Gary, I wish you the best out there, and thanks for the call tonight. There's definitely, it's a story that's not uncommon. A lot of people have been charged with DUI, and a lot of those charges have been, you know, hard to prove. Although people, it's hard to fight the
well, they don't have to prove anything because nobody takes it to court.
If the truth of the matter is that he had one beer, I mean, If that's true, I mean, he should have taken the thing to court. And unfortunately, the guy doesn't even remember if he took a plea or not. So, I mean, it's one of these things. It's impossible for us to say what was going on there. But
how do you fight the breathalyzer? I mean,
the breathalyzer is easier to fight than you might think. I could pull up the warranty on it. Like it actually says the manufacturer of that thing is a company called CMI Inc. Most of them are the Intoxilizer 5000 or 8000. And these
the Intoxilizer 5000.
Right, it's a catchy name. Right. Mm-hmm. And so these things are made by this, you know, private company, and they have the monopoly on them. They sell them to law enforcement, and the warranty to make the guarantee on it says specifically, it says this device is not warranted to be fit for any particular purpose. And there's no like guarantee that the thing even works. And on top of that, there's it's not necessarily specific to alcohol. It can be triggered by acetaldehyde, which is a chemical that's common, especially in smokers' breath. It's shining a light through a tube. There's so many. I could go on for hours about the breathalyzer.
Okay, sure. But are there actually cases where people have beaten a breathalyzer?
Yeah, I mean, you just have to. It's a thing on the jury, though. You know, are you going to convince the jury that this thing isn't?
Are all DUIs jury level charges?
Not all DUIs. As a matter of fact, your first DUI here in New Hampshire is a B miss, so you don't get one. In New York, it is. So, like, I wanted to take mine to trial, but they just made me such a deal that, like, I was facing 4.5 years in prison. And they were like, do a month in jail, and I was like, all right, let me get a misdemeanor conviction instead of a felony.
More coming up here in moments. Your thoughts are welcome. Your experience, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You know, even if you don't ultimately take it to trial, if you just refuse to plead initially, you'll usually get a better plea down the line as well.
Yeah.
This is Mark Edge of Free Talk Live, and I've got something awesome to share with you. I've recently joined Liberty.me. It's an online city devoted to people who love liberty. Break free of the flame wars and bridge-dwelling denizens of Facebook. You deserve better. You deserve a friendly, ad-free social network where you can chat 24 hours a day with like-minded souls around the world. Attend live interactive classes with experts on economics, finance, politics, and money. Access a vast library of books and discuss them with your reading group. Better your life with exclusive self-help guides on investing, self-defense, homeschooling, security, healthcare, saving money, and starting a business. Become a libertarian luminary yourself and get paid in the process by publishing your works on Liberty.me. Get tipped via PayPal and Bitcoin.
The first step towards freedom is to invest in yourself. Start your free 30-day trial now at Liberty.me.
I love being a member of Liberty.me, and I think you will too. The first month is free. Sign up and say hello.
I didn't believe it. Neither did I. No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time-consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and No-No.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Americans, prepare for financial ruin. That is what one of the world's richest men, Donald Trump, said just a few weeks ago. What are you doing to prepare? The problems that caused the last financial crisis were never fixed. In fact, they're even worse now. The total amount of debt in the U.S. has grown by more than 57% since September 2008. The two big-to-fail banks are much larger, and the massive derivatives bubble is spiraling so far out of control that the only thing left to do is watch the spectacular crash landing that is inevitably coming. If you're a baby boomer with retirement funds, it's time you consider exiting the Wall Street casino and start a cash-flowing international business of your own. There may be ways to preserve your wealth, but history has shown that few things can grow your wealth like having your own business. The crash is coming. Take measures now to soften the landing. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's babyboomerbackupplan.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. All you have to do is dial here, toll-free, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about DUI, actually. That's where our last call came from. But you can bring up anything you want. Actually, before that, we were going to get into Galt's Gulch, one of these alternatives to the Free State Project. Hey, let's move people over here and see how that works out. Well, I don't know how many people had moved for Galt's Gulch, but turns out there may be a scam involved with that. We can talk to you more about it at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's continue, though. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Let's go to Greg, listening in Washington, D.C. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Greg.
Hey.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, so I just wanted to call because I listened to Colleen, the former Inner Circle member of Freedom Line Radio, who called into one of the Liberty Radio Network podcasts last night. I'm not sure which one, but she was an Inner Circle member.
You're referring to the Freedom Fiends with Michael W. Dean, which airs from 1 to 3 a.m. on LRN.fm. I heard a good portion of that interview as well. It was pretty fascinating. You're referring to Stefan Molyneux, who is a kind of an internet philosopher. He's built quite a following for himself, and there are allegations about
him. And he's huge. I mean, you got to look at his numbers. He was like number one on iTunes. Somebody said, like, tens of millions of views on his face. On
was
his,
he number one on
he's
iTunes?
He's the most popular philosophy
you mean in like
podcast.
You mean like in a philosophy category?
I saw number one on
I can't imagine Stefan Molyneux is going to be beating Adam Carolla. I don't believe that for a moment.
He's not.
But nonetheless, Joe Rogan, I don't think he's going to beat him either.
It is the most popular philosophy show in the world, is what he markets it as. I mean, how many philosophy shows are there? But
I don't think he's going to beat Alex Jones. So
I'm there a lot, too.
doesn't matter, Mark. I'm talking about whether he could beat them on iTunes. I don't think that, you know, he can hold a candle to them. We sure as hell can. We've got 160 radio stations. So anyway, Stefan, yeah, you're right there. I'm just kind of explaining for new listeners, Greg, what's, you know, who Stefan Molyneux is. So anyway, he hosts this podcast. It's become very popular, and they're, you know, when you become popular, people are going to go after you. And in this case, they've got some legitimate reasons, I think, to go after him, including the allegations that his business manager apparently has. And Stefan confirmed this, so I guess they're not really allegations, but that his business manager used copyright law to attack a critical YouTube channel, somebody who had was putting up critical videos. Anyway, they had one of these, one of his supporters or former supporters from the what's called the inner circle, apparently, of a very close-knit group of very, you know, devoted Stefan Molyneux supporters. This lady is a defector, and that's the interview you were referring to listening to. Go ahead, Greg.
Yeah. So I just wanted to, I too was part of that inner circle, about 10 or 12 people. There was actually a private message board even above the Philosopher King boards that they talked about last night called the Friends of SDR. It's at, I don't know, 12, 15 maybe people. I was
this is, that's what she said she was part of, where there was like maybe 10 or so people.
Exactly. Something like that. And I actually was very close friends with Colleen. She, you know, visited me for Christmas one year, and I just I want to corroborate everything she said. She was spot on some of even the really bold things that she said. About
give us a breakdown, because obviously not everybody listened to that interview on Freedom Fiends, which it was a fascinating interview. So go ahead with what you, you know, what do you want people to know?
Well, I mean, one of the things that seems to get an audible jaw drop on the podcast was that Steph thought that it was not possible to be a good parent until Freedom and Radio came along, and that was a pretty accepted theme among FDR. And there was even a
that he basically what you're saying is that he has brought the message of good parenting finally to the earth.
Something like that, you know. A very sort of almost messianic perspective, and you could hear the jaws drop on that podcast or on the live.
By the way, Freedom Fiends is a live radio program that is added to a podcast later on.
Let me ask you about this. Is there some claim like the Liberty Movement would be set back 2,500 years
if it weren't for Stefan Molyneux?
For Stefan, what is the claim behind that? Because I mean, that's a bold claim.
My interpretation of that is that he's so important to the movement that we'd be in trouble without him. But what is your interpretation, Greg? And have you heard that statement?
I didn't hear that statement directly. And
thank
honestly,
goodness.
Yeah, well, because I stopped listening a few years ago. I mean, honestly, this wasn't actually something that I was prepared to talk about publicly, but I feel so compelled to do so after what's been going on over the past week and what, you know, listening to Colleen open up. But and I hope this isn't too dark for your podcast, but I had a suicide attempt while I was in Freeman Radio, and Steph, you know, there was what happened. He called me after he heard about that attempt, and he asked me, how many years do you think that you would have set the Freedom Movement behind had you completed your suicide attempt?
Okay.
And I think the implied message there being Freedom Main Radio, and like I would have to set the movement back because of, you know, the negative publicity that would have occurred, the cult accusations that would have occurred, and Freedom and Radio is the last bastion of hope for the Liberty Movement. So
let me try to stand up for Stefan here. Okay, so I think if the words that he asked you were, how many years do you think your suicide would have set the Liberty Movement back? Right. So if you're in Stefan's inner circle, I'm gonna go ahead and assume that you understand the things that he's talking about. Right. You understand what he's talking about. Right.
Sure.
That's probably how you get into the inner circle. And so if you're somebody who understands Stefan Molyneux, I'd say that you're pretty important to the Liberty Movement, okay? And because I do think that, look, Stefan's kind of an egomaniac, okay? But he is talking about some really, really important stuff.
And important.
Well, one of the nice things
and
about
he's doing a lot of great stuff. And
no
if,
doubt.
And
no
if
doubt.
You understand his stuff, then you not being here is a detriment to the Liberty Movement, you know, FDR be damned, you know?
That's a fine point, but I think that what you're suggesting maybe, Greg, that Stefan Molyneux was getting at with that point is that, oh well, it's all about the movement. You weren't thinking about the movement.
Well, no, he explicitly said afterwards, and this is as close to a direct quote as I can get 5 years later, what sorts of news stories would have come out after that?
Probably none. I mean, it's just a suicide.
Well, that's the thing that I think about later. I mean, I'm obviously far removed from it. I've reconnected with my family since then. But it's just things like that that, I think when I hear the stuff about the 2,500 years, the Liberty Movement being set back, if Steph weren't around, I think back to things like that. And there are other things. When Colleen was talking about, there were no good parents before Steph, that was definitely an accepted thing at Freedom and Radio. That was something that people just accepted as the truth. As I was saying earlier, it was a syllogistic argument that was Steph has figured out UPB, University of Preferable Behavior, morality.
What is UPB? Is this jargon?
Universally Preferable Behavior.
Is that specific to Stefan Molyneux?
He put forward the concept of universally preferable behavior.
Rather than moral behavior.
Right.
Not wanting to devolve into the conversation that you and I have on a pretty regular basis, like what is moral and what is truth, he has come up with terminology to sidestep that kind of nonsense, like what color is the sky, and he uses the term universally preferable behavior, or UPB.
He also has the term defoo, which stands for remove oneself from their family of origin. Again, this is more jargon, and whenever you hear jargon, that's usually a red flag that you may be dealing with a cult.
Yes, and so there was. I remember articles and I remember podcasts saying that because parents didn't have UPB, his universal preferable behavior, which is basically Papa's argumentation ethics, in a different coat of paint, right? But because the world didn't have this, parents who taught morality to their children were lying to their children about their core knowledge of knowing morality. Therefore, pretty much all parents before Steph were liars. Therefore, all parents. There was an implicit argument that all parents are bad. I know that there are no direct quotes of Steph saying all parents are bad, but there was definitely a sort of implicit syllogism that.
Now, wasn't there, there was a statement that Colleen, the lady that was on Freedom Fiends last night, made about how inside the inner circle, that was more clear?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it was absolutely made clear.
Like that he may not say in real life that all parents are bad. He might not come right out and say that, but that was pretty clear if you were in the inner circle.
Absolutely.
Stand by, Greg. I'd like to come back with more here. I want to find out how you got out of it, because you said you were involved with it a few years ago, so hopefully he's got time to stick through the news, as you will as well. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here. You can take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends radio show. The Internet has lowered the cost barrier for a worldwide radio show to a price approaching zero. Yet there is one arena where you still need thousands of dollars to approach the audio quality of the corporate media. Doing a live spoken show with more than one host in different geographic locations. Our program, Fiend Phone, will solve that problem, and it will be given away free. Go to fiendphone.com to see what you can do to help. That's FEENPHONE.com.
The Lumber Liquidators Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale is on, with over 250 of the latest styles all on sale now. Get Black Forest Oak Laminate for a crazy 39 cents a square foot. Beautiful and durable bamboo for just $159. Classic pre-finished gunstock oak hardwood for $149. All gorgeous Bellawood pre-finished hardwood is on sale. Plus, get special 24-month financing. Go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find the store nearest you. Hurry, this sale ends Tuesday the 2nd. The fall flooring season is here. Why aren't you?
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your
your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.